でしょう。
NNAV Show, Episode 5, Take 3000. Jesus, having a hard time getting going today.
Yeah, it's getting rough up here.
Yep.
Brutal.
But speaking of bestiality, one of the blogs that we, counted out for the shitty blog segment this time was told from the perspective of a dragon who has a relationship with a woman.
That's, yeah.
Which is, I don't know, mythological creatures, does that count as bestiality?
I think so.
Because you look back at history, you know, like Zeus was a bull. Mm-hmm. Got on with a lady.
Right.
He had like those half human creatures, right. Minotaur, Centaur, Satyr.
Well, see, the thing is, I consider the dragon part of the animal kingdom because it does exist in an otherworldly realm.
Oh, a parallel universe. You believe in that,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Well,
you learned all this at the Comic Con you were just at Atlanta.
Exactly. Atlanta Comic Con, greatest time ever. Actually purchased a magical power crystal that allows me to receive visions into that realm when I buy the crystal ball.
You bought a laptop?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a refurbished Acer.
with a 256K modem.
With Dragonheart the movie on DVD.
What did you dress up as at the Comic-Con in Atlanta?
Iron Man.
Iron.
Not a wise choice for Atlanta in early September.
The suit was 100% tinfoil with spray paint.
Yeah, technically aluminum man. And you're always going to want to wear an undergarment if you don't go for a high-dollar Iron Man costume.
Well, aluminum foil is also pretty thin.
Right.
You burst it, right?
I did have a moment.
He went to the Wonder Woman forum, and the next thing you know, Iron Man was getting put in cuffs by the Atlanta PD.
I didn't know about that special weapon. was the comment of an onlooker.
The meat sword. You didn't know about the meat sword?
Not from the comic book.
No. Well, you're putting a spin on the character, you know what I mean? You're really getting into it.
I think we ought to edit the term meat sword out.
Are you kidding me? About pork sword.
It's revolting. Okay, that's much better. Thank you. Did run afoul of Hawkman.
What happened
in
there?
In the Super Pretzel line. He actually jumped my place.
In the Super Pretzel line?
Yeah. He thought I was still reading the menu. I was not. I had made my choice, and I was just looking at some of the other options in case I wanted to pull an audible when I got to the front of the line.
Right, right.
And
Did he actually make physical contact on the way up?
Well, he's a large individual, so could not help but
rush me. He's Fat Hawk, man. You don't think that if the emergency arose, he'd be able to take flight in that kind of condition?
No, not without the aid of an Apache helicopter and a lot of prayers. Oh, reinforced steel cable.
You put a hole in your aluminum foil Iron Man costume, didn't you?
Yeah, another hole.
We got some tips, back-to-school tips for some kids about things that they shouldn't do on the internet. If you're a kid and listening to this podcast, turn it the fuck off.
Fuck you.
Shitbox kid.
You suck.
Our buddy Chuck hates kids. He wants us to point that out. That's the only email we've gotten in the entire life of this podcast so far. We ask for suggestions sometimes about what we should talk about. Chuck said, I hate kids.
After a lot of prodding for constructive criticism, that was basically all he could give us.
Yeah, he hates kids. So, kids, fuck you. Stay away from Chuck.
Frankly, I'm going to kick your asses.
Right, every one of them.
If you come around my place.
You hate kids, too.
Hey, man, nothing pisses me off more than a kid.
So
all small, thinking they're something.
I want to be older. I'm 8. Fuck you.
You don't know the pain of my world.
Yeah, you're just in the park last week popping little kids' birthday balloons with a cigarette.
Not making friends in the park.
Right, and now you're not allowed back in the park either. The area you're allowed to visit in your hometown is getting smaller and smaller, AP.
Yeah, I didn't know you could get a restraining order from the entire park. I thought I had to come from a person, but I stand corrected.
All right. Never post any personal information online. First bit of advice seems wise.
Yep. Ball picks.
Mm.
It definitely falls under that umbrella. It's a surefire way to get yourself busted for basically posting smut on the internet.
Reminds me of that time that dude in our high school got busted for having a locker full of porno magazines.
Oh, yeah. That guy,
he was actually,
man.
He was actually drooling on one, wasn't it? Like,
yeah.
Like, unintentionally?
That guy, yeah. I don't know what his deal was, but definitely a little bit kind of a special needs student.
No, he wasn't. He was a regular dude.
Well, yeah, but he was mixed in with
general population is what you're saying.
Yeah, he got through the system of checks and balances somehow. Yeah, he did. Somehow he got a hold of a significant amount of tattered porn mags.
Tattered. None of them are even pristine, huh?
Nah. Some of which you couldn't comfortably peruse without getting a little creeped out.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a brick crevice between the stairwell and the water fountain into which he retreated with one of the pornography magazines.
Yeah.
When he emerged, he was kind of shaken and drooling. I mean, kind of maniacally laughing.
It really wasn't either one of us.
No.
Amazing. This was actually a different dude.
This is one you cannot pin on NA or AV.
Right. So what do you think was going on back there? Do you think he was masturbating for real, or?
No, I don't think so. It seemed like he was really enthusiastic.
He was way into it.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I gotta say, I've been looking at, I've definitely had a long, sordid teenage past with porno magazines. I don't recall ever drooling on one or shaking uncontrollably.
Or laughing. It was more of a shame thing, you know?
Right, right. Can't believe I'm doing this, but this is so awesome. It's actually my theory about masturbation.
Yeah. I tend to stick with the more than a feeling school of thought.
Communicate only with friends and family.
But if Uncle Bob shows up in your chat room...
Run.
Uncle Bob. Oh, yeah.
Let's see. The next point. Don't post potentially embarrassing images of yourself online.
Yep. That was pretty much would include drunken photos.
Right.
Naked photos.
Oh.
But more specifically, ball pics.
Ball pics.
Definitely do not want to post any of those bad boys on the web.
Right. Nice bulge is not what you want to hear. You're a pubescent. Nah. Pretty much ever. Nice balls. Really, if someone's seeing your testicles...
Yeah.
I guess logically they'd be seeing everything. The balls compliment, the circumvent the penis comment.
Might not zero in on just the balls, is what you're saying?
Right. If someone's zeroing on just the balls, they're intentionally not looking at your win-wang, which means that your win-wang ain't that much to look at.
No, I think it's if you're in a situation where you're forced to look at somebody's junk and all you see is the balls, then you're kind of successfully adverting your gaze from, be really bad. be a lot worse to see somebody's whole dick. But if you see just the balls, I think you've made lemonade out of lemons.
You're picking and choosing successfully. Where are you going to go?
You reacted in a tough situation to the best of your ability, and I commend you. Just ball seer, if you're out there. Maybe I should do some workshops or something in the schools.
Public speaking.
Yeah.
All right, kids, here's what you do. Someone takes their pants down, only look at the balls. Short workshop.
Yeah.
Who's going to get paid for that?
I charge about $1,500 to $2,000 per shot.
Okay.
Any schools out there? If you're a principal and you're listening to us.
Jesus.
A, that's creepy.
Right, Jesus Christ.
B, for $2,000, I'll tell your kids not to look at a dick. Balls only.
That should probably
wrap us up.
Yeah.
Forever.
That'll do it on the safety tips. Yeah. At least. So that's it. That's how you stay safe on the internet, kids. Particularly, don't do ball pics. Stay away from your Uncle Crazy Uncle Bob. Whatever the hell else. God damn, let's stop for a minute.
Peace.
Yeah.
Dial Name Baby Show is a Karl Marcus production.